Are we romanticizing the Vikings too much in popular culture? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Fee, professor in the English department at Gettysburg College, looks into whether the myth has become more like fact.
Vikings returned to the History Channel last fall with more blood-soaked episodes and a semblance of historical heroics. The legacy of Ragnar Lothbrok lives on in the exploits of his sons, unfolding before the eyes of a captivated audience orders of magnitude larger than the great heathen army ever was. Moreover, there seems to be no end to contemporary fascination with Norse mythology, and the Nordic gods have gained massive popular exposure, from the Mr. Wednesday of the Stars series, American Gods, to the Marvel Comics vision of the mighty Thor. Even the Metropolitan Opera is jumping on the popular longship, as the Viking gods return to tread the boards at the Met in Wagner's Ring cycle this spring. But who were the Vikings anyway, and why, by the hammer of Thor, do they still matter? It is clear that the Norse were much more than bloodthirsty barbarians, and were in fact great shipbuilders, navigators, explorers, and craftsmen. That said, the Vikings also were pirates and pillagers and slave traders, and we ignore this duality at our peril. However realistic the History Channel's Vikings purports to be, we have in fact largely recast the Vikings in a mold that accentuates elements we admire and rounds down the sharper edges that we would rather forget. Minnesotans celebrate their Scandinavian heritage through the NFL Vikings, as do countless other sports teams. NASA's Mars probes were named after the Vikings, evoking the journeys of those undoubtedly intrepid Norse explorers. It is, of course, the boldness, the courage, and the sense of adventure of the Viking venture that are so easy to embrace. Enticing as that image may be, however, we should be wary of the heavily sanitized, sometimes sexy, and generally admirable contemporary vision of the Vikings, which has become for us a seductive cultural alter ego, an avatar of the adventurous selves we would like to believe ourselves to be.
That was Christopher Fee of Gettysburg College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.